Start 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Big night for the DNC in Chicago. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will headline after another long lineup of speakers, including former President Bill Clinton, political analyst Larry Sabato.
Bill Clinton and others will focus on the issues that will distinguish Kamala Harris from Donald Trump.
Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance took a couple shots at Harris today while stumping in the South.
If we give Kamala Harris a promotion and make her the president of the United States, the southern border is going to look like Walmart on Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be no good. No fun at all.
Divers have pulled five more bodies from a sunken yacht in Italy as they search for another. Mark Lowens with the BBC.
Divers had been searching since first light, helped by remote-controlled vehicles that could be on the seabed for several hours, far longer than the 10 minutes each dive team is allowed at that depth.
One body was found earlier this week. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, August 22nd, the Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 8 a.m. in the third floor conference room at City Hall. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 at the SCLS headquarters in Madison. The Wood County Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 at the Edgewater Haven Nursing Home in Conference Room 110. In Portage County, the Transportation Coordinating Committee will meet at 1:30 at 2700 Week Street in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Economic Development Meeting will take place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at a new location. They'll be at the Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics at 402 West Lake Street in Friendship. Don't forget there's a blood drive at McMillan Library on Friday, August 23rd. You can donate from 10 to 3 with the Red Cross. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers prepare for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' final week of training camp ends with a joint practice session against the Ravens this Thursday, and then their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Does the team need to bounce back after their struggles in Denver? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Knowing that that was a top defense in the league last year, you know, just really seeing how we match up and just executing well and, you know, just giving all the effort we got no matter what. So that's our mindset and goal.
In golf, the Wisconsin State Open continues today in Minocqua. Round two ending in a three-way tie. Max Lyons, Adam Miller, Sam Weatherhead atop the leaderboard. Baseball, the Brewers won their sixth in a row last night with a 3-2 win over the Cards in St. Louis. Frankie Montas allowing only one hit in seven innings, but the unsung hero was catcher William Contreras. Pat Murphy.
William, you got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going, too. I thought he called a great game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
K- Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trick V. Olsen and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Looking forward to that. But I've been looking forward to this since last week when Pam gave me the schedule. Welcoming into our studio, Gretchen Powers, Executive Director of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Gretch, it's good to see you.
It's great to see you. How are you doing?
Doing good. I know that this is our job, but it never feels like work hanging out with you. It never really does. Appreciate the time and appreciate what you've been doing over at the theater. You know better than I do, actually. You've been going there even longer than I have. You grew up practically there, that theater. They've done some great work in the history of WRCT. What you and the board and people are doing over there has been fun and interesting, and I have heard plenty of people in the community that are excited not only for the main stage season, but to see what else you do in your run. So congratulations and keep up the good work.
Thank you. It's been a busy time. I can say I've never really sleeping. So.
and there is no sleep over the next year because the main stage is going to be calling, and there is so much to be excited about. Gretchen, if you don't mind, let's dive right into the main stage season of WRCT. And it kicks off with Drinking Habits, the fall production. Dates are September 26th and 27th. Everything will get running for that main stage show that has already been cast. Congratulations to the cast. Break a leg and have some fun. What do you want to say about Drinking Habits, Gretch?
Well, it's the least well-known of all the shows. The rest of the season lineup, everybody's like, oh, I've heard of that, or I've seen that movie. There's not one of those for this. But it's a really funny show. I read it, and I've been filling in as stage manager this week because their stage manager's on vacation. And so I've been watching it kind of all come together, and it is funny. Mm. Like, it's a farce where nuns are sneakily making wine, and there's two people, like reporters, that are onto them, and so they're trying to go undercover there to see what's up, and they kind of get themselves into a little bit of a trouble, and it's funny. So
that's awesome. That sounds
like a lot of in and out of the closet, in and out of the trunk type of humor. So.
yes. And anytime it's a farce, I feel like it brings people in. Now, people love farces. They can be a lot of fun. And even the humor is, I don't want to say light, but it almost sets you up. Like, hey, you're going to be laughing coming up here. Some of that. So it's great for audiences. And whether you were a theater head or not, I think you can enjoy a show like that.
Mm-hmm.
John Young directing this one. A shout out to him and wishing him a good run as well for that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it, everybody. Again, production dates September 26th and 27th. The show will get running. Show times at 7. They will have more shows to follow after that. The winter production, and oftentimes the, if you will, the holiday production for WRCT, one of our bigger shows every year. That's the first time I got directed by you, was a winter show and everything, a holiday show. So that was a lot of fun, actually, thinking about it. The one this year that we have lined up for the holiday season is White Christmas. That is going to be a fun one. It is going to be directed by Susan Becker. Shout out to her. They're going to have audition dates October 7th and 8th. And then the production will kick off in December. I don't know if we need to necessarily give the synopsis of White Christmas, but it is one of the classics.
And there is singing. So if you're a singer and you're not an actor, just come sing with us, because she needs it. She needs the background singers. She needs the dancers. It's community theater. She's going to use what she gets, but it would be really cool to get some really strong dancers in there. Even if you can't, the thing about community theater is we work with schedules. And so there's, you know, teenagers or whatever that do dance, and you know, they have a lot of dance nights, but maybe they can make it work, or they can come on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then they will work around their schedule to make sure that they can get the ample rehearsal time. So come to us.
Yes. This is an ambitious one. This is something that WRCT hasn't done in a while, if I understand.
10 years since their last musical, and that wasn't even a popular musical. Oh. It was working, and not a lot of people had heard of that one. So, yeah, this is a big undertaking. Nodding off to Sue. Thank you, girl.
Yeah, yeah. A big thank you to her for that. And when it comes to something like this, it's all hands on deck. It's a big cast, 4 men, 6 women, got some ensemble roles in there as well.
Yep.
So to Gretchen's point, come on down, hang out with us, bring your talent to WRCT and enjoy yourself, not only in a great show like this where it's so well written, it's such a fun show, but it's also, I think, a great first experience maybe if you haven't been at WRCT before.
Yep. I'll also mention that October 7th is my birthday, so my greatest birthday present you could give me is come to auditions. Just know that.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Oh, that's good. Again, the auditions are October 7th and 8th. Production dates will be December 5th and 6th. And come on down, everybody. Bring your talent to the WRCT. We'll have more on that in a moment. The spring production, if you will, Arsenic and Old Lace, directed by Stephanie Horth. A classic. And I journalistically should mention that this is one of my favorite scripts, favorite movies, favorite plays of all time. Top 5, top 10 for me of all time. It's a wonderfully written dark comedy. It is incredibly acted, the movie of it is and everything. And I've seen a couple of stage productions of this, and I've never seen a bad production of Arsenic and Old Lace. I don't think it's possible. It is so well written. And if you're taking this on as a director, you know what you're walking into. So chances are you've got a good handle of the different nuances of the show. It is a banger. It is a fun one, and I'm so excited to see this one brought back, in part because WRCT is celebrating 50 years, and I think this is a very good callback to some of that.
It is. We've done this one already 2 other times, and so we don't love to do repeat shows. We do the really good ones. And so when this one came up, we're like, we've done it twice already, but it'd also be cool to, like, do it again because it's our 50th anniversary and say, here we go, we did this before. That's okay.
It's a bit of the tip of a tip of the hat to the community, and to me it seems like, where it's, hey, we knew you guys liked this show. We're going to bring it back one more time. I also think it's noteworthy, too, I admit that this is in part coming from part of my job of interviewer and part of my job as an actor, and a dream role and everything. I admit all of that. But even putting that aside, shows like this, I don't know how much their shelf life is. Right. I don't know if in 10 years you're going to see a theater doing Arsenic and Old Lace. I don't know how often we're going to have these. When's the last time you saw somebody doing Oklahoma? You know, I mean, there's certain shows. Hey, White Christmas still has a place. Christmas, you know, holiday shows still have their place. But a play like this is such in a gray area that I don't know how often we'll see it anymore. So get to this show, everybody. Take this show in. It's going to be a fun one. You are gonna laugh. You are going to enjoy yourself. I will put my name on that. It is hard not to laugh at Arsenic and Old Lace.
And it'd be fun. I don't know. I just think it's going to be a fun time. And I know Stephanie's been wanting to direct this play since she was in high school, so she's pretty much had it blocked and ready to go since then. So.
Right, she's ready to go. She's ready to go. Arsenic and Old Lace audition dates are December 16th and 17th. The productions will kick off in February, when my birthday is. Huh, that's funny.
Yeah.
As long as we're mentioning birthdays.
Yeah.
So be sure to get your tickets for that one and make plans to come down and audition. You hear me telling you the audition dates, everybody. Mark these down. Get on down there and audition for all of these shows. Especially a show like that where it's a big cast. You're gonna have it betters your options. Just being blunt with you, I mean, honest with you, everybody out there. When it comes to that, you may have a better chance of getting in. We'll have more on that in a moment. The WRCT, celebrating their 50th year, is going to wrap up with the main stage spring production of Noises Off, directed by Malas Kai. Malas Kai. I don't know that name. Am I reading that right, Gretchen? Melissa Kay is going to be directing it, everybody. Our own Melissa Kay. So excited for this. I'm so excited for Melissa.
I'm very excited for Melissa. She is just the coolest person. I'm having lunch with her, or dinner with her, one night soon, and we're going to talk about it. And I cannot wait to hear some of her ideas. And that set is going to be gorgeous. And I know that our builders are already kind of like looking at it, like, what can we do? This is going to cost a lot of money to build, but that's okay because it's going to be awesome. So. Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for Arsenic and Old Lace, this would be my bullseye. This would be where my eyes are. It's a tip of the, it's a feather in the cap to be able to be in this production, to be in Noises Off. It's still one of those shows that still, you know, you're looking through a resume and you see that on there, like, oh, you did Noises Off, nice, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a feather in the cap to a theater company to be able to pull Noises Off. It is a amazing, well written show. It's a fun show, but there is, like you said, there's layers. There's literal layers to it.
We have to build a set that turns and a multi-level home, not home, set.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Good morning. it's
an ambitious one, but it's such an exciting one, too. The audition dates will be March 10th and 11th. The show will kick off May 1st and 2nd, and going to be a good one. So we get through this main stage, or we get through the main stage shows here now, Gretchen, and I think that one of the common things I'm seeing is some ambitious, you know, takes here, some really taking some chances, because I would put my name on all of these are going to do well, but the actual art themselves is really just, hey, we're gonna put ourselves out there, we're gonna really go for all here.
Yep, I think our we have a very creative play selection team is the words I was trying to say. they were very like, I want to do this show, I want to do that show. And it's like really awesome that we have ideas. We weren't just like pulling names out of a hat. Like we actually had people were submitting shows that were fun, and it was a hard decision to make.
We're theater people, so it means, you know, it's just like breathing for us to be a part of theater and to want to be a part of this world. It means something when you see other people get as excited and passionate and as engaged as they are, the board and other people at the theater.
Mm-hmm. I love to see big dreamers and watch those dreams come true.
And we are calling all dreamers. We're calling all creatives. Come on down. I will warn anybody, if you come to any production or are part of any production at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, you will never leave. Mm-hmm. You will be there. Gretchen and I are living proof of this. We love every second of it. And I say that lovingly. I say that meaningfully, because you're going to not only come down, you'll probably make some new friends. You may connect with old friends. You are going to find things that you didn't even know you might like to do. And do. I've had this happen to me, and I didn't even realize there were certain parts of theater that I would love, that I end up loving because of working behind the scenes at WRCT or some of that. We want you to come on down, and you can find out more about this if you haven't auditioned before at wrctheater.org. Gretchen, one of the things that I think is unique about this, and you look at any of these, you can go on the website and check it out. If somebody hasn't auditioned before, or if somebody is a little nervous about these things, I feel like you guys set them up very well. Go into the website, you can fill out, you can look at the audition form and some of that.
Yeah, Linda Garski is our website designer, and she's done a wonderful job of putting out information about the show so that you know what you're getting yourself into. And then it's kind of cool because they did like a pre-audition form for, mm-hmm. for the shows starting this summer. And not everybody who filled one out showed up, but that's okay. But like, it kind of leaves you on the hook, like, oh, I filled that out, now I got to go do that thing. And some people got parts, so don't be afraid of doing that, guys.
Yeah. And again, we'll wrap up on a little bit of that. But I did want to take a moment, Gretchen, to talk about a couple of other things that are going on at WRCT. We have the Lewis Canton Theater that is able to put on I don't want to say smaller productions, more intimate productions, oftentimes solo productions. We had, again, speaking of Melissa, okay, her ears are burning. Mm-hmm. I saw Mel's one-woman show there. It was amazing. It was a wonderful experience. It's a more... I think of it as a almost like going to see high school sports. You're so much closer to the action, and you really are. You feel like you're a part of the production. So we're excited about having more shows there this season.
Yep, I already have two shows almost lined up. Like, I'm just waiting on dates from people. One's doing a two-person show, one's doing a one-person show, and I'm very excited to get those on the calendar, so keep an eye out for those. I also plan on continuing to have our musical theater karaoke nights and or some sort of like open mic night for people who want to do monologues or poetry or just to sing a song.
I've got a slam poetry about the Simpsons I've been wanting to do for years. I'd love to be
it happen, James. you're the only one holding you back.
Shouldn't encourage me. You really should. That is going to be a lot of fun. Talk about something that we could really use in this area that don't really have enough of. There's something right there in a perfect place for it. Yeah. It's a part of the theater. It's right there with it. Great acoustics in there. Not too big, but big enough to get a good amount of people in there. So
you can fit 45 in there, and it's a nice intimate space where we all cheer each other on. So like during musical theater karaoke, even if you're not the greatest singer, you'll have a group of people singing with you and cheering you on, and it's really fun.
I encourage people to be on the lookout for that. Follow WRCT on social media as well. It's another great way to keep up to date with the things that are going on over there. And Gretchen, I did want to take a moment to touch on something that you and Ben and some others did over there that meant a lot to me, and I know our friends over at the ODC. And it was the ODC Shining Stars thing that you did. Just a beautiful idea. Where did that come from?
I was a social worker for 9 years before I came into my position at the theater, and my target group was developmentally disabled people. And I really love working with them. I learn a lot from them, and it's just it's heartwarming to teach them how to do what I like to do. and it's really cool to watch. My favorite part was watching them get on stage and shine, and things that you would think that they'd never be able to do, and they did it, and they rocked it. And so I do plan on doing that again this next year, probably sometime after Christmas. And I'm writing a script for them this year. Cool. Because I liked what we did last year, but it was a little bit wordy, and they were reading the lines. It was really cool. Some of them even had their lines memorized by the time we were performing, and yeah, it was really cool. But I'm gonna write them a story for their show.
I think that's awesome. Please let us know how that's going and what develops out of that, because we want to promote it and talk about it.
Yeah, maybe I'll even bring a couple of them here.
Oh, please do. That'd be fun. That'd be awesome. my family has a lot we owe to the ODC, and the way they helped my family and the work that they did with my Aunt Pat and Beth and everybody. Just a lot of love for that organization. They join us once a month, and we get to hang out and talk with them. And one of the things that I discovered in the work that was done with my Aunt Pat, along with talking with them every month, is the way this community supports the ODC and helps the ODC in so many facets and so many layers. But you're covering something here that I don't think we get to very often. And it's not only confidence building, but the opportunity to speak to people, to talk to people, to do do public speaking. That there are not a lot of avenues for that. It's part of the reason we love to bring the clients on the air here with us, is giving them another opportunity to do some public speaking. Here's a much funner way of doing that than talking with me and answering my questions. It's a really, really cool idea, Gretchen. And of all of the things that you're doing over there, this is one of my favorites. This is one of the ones that really stands out to us.
Thank
in
you.
The community. Looking forward to seeing how that next one goes, and I hope that script goes well. Don't drive yourself crazy on that. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. And as we're wrapping up, Gretch, I did want to get to encouraging the audience to come on down. Hang out with us at WRCT. Now, we're certainly any of these main stage productions, there are Silver Fox things going on. So whatever your age range, there is something for you. But even if it's just coming down and you just want to see an audition, maybe you don't want to audition, but you just want to come down and hang out, that's okay.
Yep, it's the community theater. It's not the elitists from this one college doing plays together, blah, blah, blah. It's the community theater. We want everyone who wants to be here to be here.
Yeah. And I mentioned on the air a handful of times, I've never been great at making friends. I've never been great at introducing myself to people. I'm not a social butterfly. And this is the better version of me now that you're getting everybody. I was never like this, especially as a young kid and growing up and in my early 20s. But I want this. I want to act. I want to perform. So I go and I audition for my local theater, WRCT, and they're doing Corpse. And I go down there, and I had the worst directorial experience of my life still to this day with that time, that show. I also had three friends I made during that run that I am still friends with to this day, including two of the bigger influences I will ever have as an actor in Linda Garsky and Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. They took me under their wing and immediately showed me not only that I belong, but how to do this and how to have fun, how to enjoy myself. And I've had nothing but great experiences there ever since. And not just there, but at other theaters and other community theaters. It encouraged me to do more of that. If you are anywhere in that spectrum, anywhere in that area where it can be tough to get out there and talk to people. It can be tough to make new friends. Here's your perfect avenue. Here's your perfect way. If you're not a bar person or you're tired of the bars or something like that, but you still want to get out and do things, here is your avenue. WRCT is just sitting there waiting for you. There is something for everybody to do over there. And if you don't feel like being on the main stage, you can always volunteer or be behind scenes.
Yep. One of my big, big things is I want to be able to grow who's willing to do the lights and the sound for the shows. I feel like I'm going to the same people every time, and then they're like, oh yes, but I would really like to take a break, and I'd be like, okay, I'll find somebody else. It's not hard. I'll teach you how to do it. You hit the go button and you watch the script, and then you hit go again. So I will teach you. Come and learn.
yeah. It's a fun thing, and you get one of the best seats in the house. For Mandy's one woman show, I got to do sound for that, and I'd never done that before. I had the best seat in the house.
Yep.
The little booth area up there is a wonderful place to be able to take in a show.
Yep, and they make you feel just as important as the actors, because they could not do a show without lights on, or what would happen if that phone wouldn't ring? So,
every job is vital when it comes to theater, and including volunteers, and including all of you out there. We want you to be a part of these things, be a part of these shows, and enjoy and have some fun and support your local theater. As I've mentioned before, Wisconsin finished dead last in the arts in the union. Let's change that. Let's up that. You can make an impact on that just by purchasing a ticket and supporting your local theater. Encourage you to do that and find out more at wrctheater.org. Gretchen, if people do have follow-up questions, want to know more about what we talked about today, send them to the website. Is there a phone number they can call you at?
There is a phone number, 715-421-0425. And then email too. My email's on the website, so you can, most of the time, you fill out one of those forms, it goes to me. So,
and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing. Share the work that they are doing on there. You just never know who might see that on your page that might not otherwise. Again, wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Always good hanging out with you, Gretch. Take care.
Thanks.
We'll talk soon.
We'll see
you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Three students received the Dr. Zhang K. Park Legacy for Learning Scholarship. Peyton Bremer and Autumn Moon of Assumption High School and Eric Mock of John Edwards High School each received a $1,000 scholarship to pursue a career in any field of study. Special consideration is given to any students who are immigrants or first-generation Americans. Dr. Park served the Wisconsin Rapids community as a skilled pathologist for more than 35 years after he immigrated here from Korea as a young student. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to resist the Midwest nice when approaching a lane closure in a work zone. The correct way to merge is what is called a zipper merge. Utilize both lanes up until the orange barrels and take turns merging. This keeps traffic flowing continually and avoids long lines in one lane. You can learn more about how to zipper merge at wisconsindot.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know the fairgrounds in Marshfield have been in use since the mid-1800s when the site hosted a horse-driving park? The idea for the fair started on the streets of Marshfield in the early 1900s. Not long after, an association formed to sell memberships as a way of financing the conversion of the horse-driving park to a new permanent fair site. The first building on the grounds? The world's largest round barn, still in use more more than 100 years later. Take a peek at the unique structure, catch 4-H'ers in action, food and games, and purchase a grandstand entertainment ticket, and your admission to the fair is free. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth, a chance to share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Marshfield area, and more. Plus, sign up for your local newsletter for more real news and great conversation. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday, August 25th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning from Chicago, we'll preview the big night for Kamala Harris as the vice president accepts the presidential nomination at the Democratic convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Welcoming into the studio our good friend, president of Assumption Catholic Schools, Daniel Minter, joining us right now. Daniel, good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
James, thank you for having me over here. I enjoy coming over here and enjoy the support that the radio stations give to us at Assumption. So
we
look forward to talking about the schools.
We love back in our local schools. We love highlighting Assumption and the sports and all the different things that you have going on over there. And we're going to dive right into that with, of course, the start of the school year. It is right around the corner. I hate to be the bearer of rough news to anybody out there, but we are excited about this, though. It's a fun time of year.
It is a really fun time of the year. You know, we spend, you know, administration-wise, we spend a lot of time in the summer getting plans ready for the new school year. The teachers and staff for us reported on this past Monday. We had a couple of days of in-service. Yesterday, all the teachers and administrators, we had an in-service with a gentleman from Minneapolis, and he was showing us how to use pop music and movies to increase our Catholic spirituality. So it was a good day. So staff is back now. And then the students, the seniors, will report on Monday the 28th. That's their first day of school. And then everybody else for us, 4K through 11, will be back on a week from today, on Wednesday.
That's exciting.
So we get started a couple days earlier than the public schools do.
Yeah. Daniel, I appreciate you mentioning that as far as the kind of the techniques and some of the things that you guys do over there. For those that don't know, I've known a lot of teachers in my life and a lot of people that in the off season, if you will, work on those kind of things, work on ways to improve their lesson plans or different ways to reach kids. But most of the people I've known are just in public schools, not so much in a Catholic school or something. So it's unique to hear that kind of that you and your staff look for different ways to reach kids, to find different ways to incorporate kids and families.
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter what, you know, whether we're talking, you know, the regular academic subjects, you know, English, math, social studies, science, bi-ed, those subjects, or our faith side of our schools, it's important that they look at changes every year, make it a little fresh, a little new. And so in that respect, it's no different, public or private, in terms of the summer preparation for the teachers. We just get to also have the extra opportunity of building our faith right into the classes that they're teaching.
It's a unique opportunity, and it's very cool to hear kind of the behind the curtain a little bit, if you will, on some of that. And speaking of behind the curtain, when it comes to the prep and the work that it comes to get the school ready for these kids, all of that, we do want to send a shout out to all the people that do the behind the scenes work on so much of that.
Oh, yeah. No, our custodial and maintenance staff, they spend basically from the first day of summer to the last day of summer, you know, polishing the floors, scrubbing the lockers, every once in a while painting, you know, general cleaning, maintenance stuff to get the buildings ready. We had a couple of big projects this year. Our Lady Queen of Heaven over here on the west side of town, that's our 4K to second grade building. Major project this year. They got new windows, new lights, lowered the ceilings, new drop ceilings, rewired the electrical. They painted the whole inside of the building. They tuck pointed the bricks on the outside. And then in about the last week or so, all the teachers got to come back in and unpack everything that they packed up at the end of the school because they had to put their classrooms.
Right.
So I heard we had a lot of parents and grandparents and everybody is over there, you know, I won't say scrambling to get things ready, but working really hard together to make sure that building is ready to go next week when the kids come in for the first day of school.
They are going to be so excited to see all that.
Oh, I think they are. And at the high school building, our big project there was, and we don't know how long this has been, the blacktop people told us, you don't have any blacktop on your student lot. It's all turned to gravel. Whoa. So we finally were able to repave the student parking lot for the kids. And I think they'll be excited. I hope they'll be excited. They might not be excited to come back, but I hope they're going to be excited for the new parking lot.
You know, that's the thing about this time of year. There is that kind of almost melancholy little bit of feeling of, oh, we got to get, you know, summer's over or whatever. But so many of these kids also do get excited to not only see friends of theirs again and teachers, but different little things like that that go a long way and maybe even farther than you and I may realize as far as, the comfort or being able to do that.
Oh, definitely. You know, they are excited. They're like you said, they're excited, but they're not excited. But, you know, when that first day rolls around and they walk through the building, because our schools are split up, you know, the third graders have never been to St. Vincent before. So that's their first time in that building. Mm-hmm. The sixth graders have never been maybe they've been there as a sports fan.
Sure.
But they've not attended classes at the Assumption building. So, you know, we have those couple of levels where they're going to be really excited. Kindergartners, the 4K kids, that's for them. It's their first school experience. Yeah. So they're always real excited. The parents are the sad ones with those really little ones, you know.
Yeah.
When I go over there on the first day of school and you watch the parents, it's like, okay, go home. It's going to be okay. You know, yes, your baby's in school now, but it's okay.
I have to raise my hand. I was that dad.
You were that dad. I was a teacher, but I was still that dad.
It's a beautiful moment, too, to be able to be a part of. We do also want to remind everybody, when we have any opportunity, the beginning of the school year, keep an eye out for these kids. Approach the roads safer. We're here in Wisconsin, we're always used to looking on the sides of the roads for deers and these things. Be sure to maybe leave a little bit earlier for wherever you're going in the mornings. Just keep an eye out for kids. Slow down a little bit. Make sure to be aware of buses and the work that they are doing there.
Yep. And just because there wasn't a bus stop there last year doesn't mean that there isn't a bus stop there this year, because obviously people move, people come in, people go out. So yeah, I think Lamers and Safeway would both second that opinion and say, yes, please be aware of the buses, be aware of the kids at the side of the roads, on the sidewalks, and all over. We just want everybody to get to where they're going safely.
Yeah. And one of the jobs of adults is looking out for kids, you know, and this time of year, any time of year. So be sure to keep an eye out for them, and let's have a safe, fun beginning to the school year. Dan, you mentioned open houses, and I understand that that's been kind of taken care of by now and everything for a lot of the kids and the parents out there. But is there any other notes for the kids and parents of Assumption Catholic Schools that they should keep in mind before the school year begins?
Well, this would go for parents and just for generally anybody in the community. If you're looking to find out what's going on at any of the Assumption Catholic Schools buildings, I advise you, recommend highly, visit a school website, which is AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. And there's an events page there with a Google calendar and also the athletic calendar. And we are doing our best to keep that up to date as events get added. So, the official open houses for the new students, they're coming up yet this week and early next week. I believe middle school has one tonight, so the new sixth to eighth graders. The little ones at Our Lady, they're tomorrow. No, I'm sorry, they're next Monday. St. Vincent is tomorrow. But always check the website for that information. And you can always call any of the school offices and ask too. But the website is a go-to place to find out events that are going on.
That website is AssumptionCatholicSchools.org, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. Be sure to find out more there, and be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's another great way to keep up to date on things that are going on over there. And good luck with the open houses. Yeah. I hope they go well. Have fun, kids. Yeah. Daniel, you mentioned in our pregame a little bit about an anniversary is coming up.
So we have, I'm calling it a quadruple, actually almost quintuple. Last part, the fifth part, isn't really necessarily an anniversary, but I'm calling it a quadruple anniversary this year. So for those who don't know, Assumption Catholic High School was started in 1951. The first couple of years they attended school at what was then St. Mary's, now Our Lady, while the high school building was being built. The building opened for students in the fall of 1954. So that building is celebrating its 70th birthday this fall. And then the first graduating class from Assumption High School was the spring of 1955. Wow. So 70th graduating class this year. That's the first two anniversaries, so more specific to the Assumption High School itself. Well, about 25 years ago, in 1999, that's when the establishment of the Assumption Catholic Schools, or back then, Wisconsin Rapids Area Catholic Schools, RACS, which some people still call us RACS, began. And that was the merging of the parish schools, so Our Lady, St. Vincent, Sacred Heart, St. Peter and Paul, St. Phillips, St. Lawrence, into a combined system with the idea of you'd start in kindergarten and you go through high school senior year in one school system. That first happened in 99, and then in 2009, so that's the fourth anniversary, we were renamed Assumption Catholic Schools to make it more of a connection with that flagship high school building that's Assumption. So those are the four anniversaries that we have going on this year. A 70th anniversary, and then a 25th, and a 15th. And then I mentioned sort of a quintuple, a fifth thing. In the early 2000s, we had our own 4K program in the system, and then that went away for a while, and we were working with Wisconsin Rapids Public for a few years as a site for the local 4K programs. We're finally bringing our own Catholic 4K program back. So this year, we'll have 4K, our own 4K students. They'll be at the Our Lady building, and we have a group of 16 that are starting next week, Wednesday, in 4K.
Cool.
Along with, I believe, it's 28 or 29 kindergartners.
That's wonderful.
So it's been a while since we've had our own in-house 4K, and we had the opportunity to bring it back this year. So yeah, we're excited.
I can imagine. I can hear it in your voice. You're excited about that. How did that come about?
So over the... Well, I've been here, this is my seventh year now here as the president of the system. And I've been involved in schools before when I was a parish school principal of schools that had 4K programs. We even had a 3K at one of our schools. Two of our schools had 3K. And it's something that, you know, I liked our cooperation with Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools as a site for them. But it just really was something that I want to be able to, with those littlest of our little kids, be able to really teach the faith to them. You know, yes, God is love and God loves you and God created things. Generic message for everybody, whether they're Catholic or Lutheran or any of the Christian, you know, any of the denominations. But to be able to actually incorporate that into the lessons with them, into their daily lessons, was something that we had wanted to bring in. And we just finally had the opportunity, found a teacher that is Catholic, and she was open to the idea of coming to work for us, and just said, this is the year to do it. We talked about it, and sometimes, you know, you can talk about things for a really long time, and then you just have to say, all right, I think it's time.
Yeah.
And so it was time.
Wonderful to hear, and a wonderful addition to the school and to the community, really, to be able to offer that to kids, to parents and kids out there. That's wonderful. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to helping you guys celebrate these anniversaries. And it's got to be a lot of fun, not only certainly bringing in new kids and kids from years past coming in and stuff, but these anniversary groups that are coming in, that's a really unique opportunity. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. There's always a lot of connections with our alumni. I know our advancement director has given several tours this summer to, you know, those classes that are celebrating their 10th or 20th or 30th, 50th. We have 69 classes that have graduated. I don't remember if any of the much beyond the 50th were around this summer for things, but they do come back. They visit the events. They like to come back and see that, walk those halls where they were 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Daniel Minter, president of Assumption Catholic Schools. And Daniel, you guys have some big events coming up this year as well. We're going to kind of touch on a little bit of it with the anniversaries and everything. You've got bingo coming up, some other stuff.
Yeah. So a couple of the events here for the fall that'll be coming up. Obviously, like we mentioned, check the website for the calendars for the sporting events. All the fall sports are up and going. Our homecoming game is until the middle of October. And so that'll happen later in the fall. But the sports are going on. I know that we have coming up, it's on the website, it's in mid-September, golf scramble out at Tri-City for the basketball team. So if you like the golf, there's that opportunity. Bingo, you mentioned. Bingo we brought back a couple of years ago. Our Royal Parents, which are our version of a parent-teacher organization, on the first and third Mondays of every month during the school year, not starting till the third, did I say Mondays? I meant Sundays.
Okay.
First and third Sundays of the month. The doors open at noon at Assumption. They'll start that on the 15th of September. So they're not going to go on the first Sunday of September, which happens to be Labor Day weekend. Mm. Not a good day to try to do things other than have fun with your family, go out on the lake, whatever. But on the 15th of September, bingo will start, and then it'll go twice a month through May. And I heard, I don't have the exact figure, but they do a blackout game at the end of the bingo. And I heard that rolled over from last year, from the last event, is a blackout jackpot of over $2,000.
Woo!
So, September 15th, come play bingo at Assumption. Doors open at noon. And they do 10 regular games of bingo and then a blackout game. And if somebody gets blackout, they win the jackpot.
Wow, that
otherwise,
is cool.
It keeps on rolling forward. I believe the jackpot got won once last year, which is how it grew to $2,000.
Right, yeah. Let's see if somebody wins it this year.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
It is a fun one. Everybody loves bingo.
Yeah. And a shout out to you guys hosting that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And you mentioned the sports. One of the things that stands out, certainly about Assumption, is some of the sports programs that they have over there. We love to cover them right here at WFHR. Every chance we get, whatever games we can play. And there's a lot of excitement going on there with those teams, so keep on the lookout and support these teams, take in these games whenever you can, and if you can't, chances are we'll have them right here at WFHR for them. We're looking forward to being able to cover more Assumption sports.
And we thank you for coming out to cover the sports. It's a service for those who can't make it to the event or the game.
It helps we have a mutual friend in Randy Paul. A shout out to Randy Paul and the great work that he has done in this area for decades, so
yes,
we appreciate
definitely.
You, Randy. Are there any other events, Danny, you wanted to touch on?
Well, let's see. We touched on bingo. We touched a little bit on homecoming. My advancement office, working on our next Royal Auction, or Auction Royale, which will take place on the first Saturday evening in November. So watch the website for information on that. It's an opportunity to come out. You could have a dinner with us. We sell tickets to dinner. There will be live auction prizes, silent auction prizes, raffle baskets, all the good fun stuff that'll be held over at Bullseye. The golf scramble for the boys and girls basketball team will be in the middle of September out at Tri-City. In the same day, I want to say it's the, I don't want to give the actual number of the day, but that same day, there's going to be a cross-country meet out at Tri-City. And we're the host. And last year, there were 10 or 15 cross-country teams from around the area that came and ran in that event.
Mm.
Homecoming's in November, October. And then the Cranberry Classic, my athletic people would not forgive me if I don't mention the Cranberry Classic, the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. They're deep into the heart of preparation for organizing event. So Assumption will be there, and usually many of the local, relatively speaking, local teams come on those 2 days for boys and girls basketball.
We love the Cranberry Classic, especially here at WFHR. We love covering that, love having a presence down there, being able to talk about it and hype people up and get ready for it. It's, to me, it is one of the signature events. I think of Thanksgiving, I think of the Cranberry Classic, like they go hand in hand now. It's one of those events that's been entertaining us and bringing us some great basketball for a long time now. We're really looking forward to that one.
And as long as we're on Thanksgiving, we don't have the details of this all worked out timing-wise, but our advancement director is working on our own version of a turkey trot for Thanksgiving morning.
Awesome.
Just a little short run walk. More details to come. Watch the website, but it'll be donate a food item for the food bank and then get to participate in the turkey trot. I'll have to see. We did it with just the school kids last year, and we had a teacher dress up in a blow-up turkey costume. I'm going to attempt to convince her again to be the turkey. Hopefully she'll, I hope, don't know if she's listed, but hopefully we will have somebody in that turkey costume that day.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. That would be very, and it's going to be, again, another fun event right there for people to look forward to, encourage them to check that one out. And check out so much more at Assumption Catholic Schools and the different events that they have going on, because not only can you take in great times and enjoy things, but you're supporting these kids, you're supporting a local school and being able to add to what they're doing over there.
And we're very proud to be a part of the Wisconsin Rapids community. Catholic schools have been in the Rapids area since the late 1890s, with St. Philip's up in Rudolph, and then the schools here in town, you know, established in the early 20th century. And we have a great community. And I don't care if it's our schools, or if it's Emmanuel Lutheran, or St. Paul's, or the Rapids Public Schools, Nakusa, Port Edwards, you know, the support that all of us in the schools get from the community is greatly appreciated and well thought out, and we love to be able to give back to the community when we can, like those food bank drives, you know, and things like that. But we just enjoy knowing that you all enjoy seeing what's going on in all the schools, not just my schools, mm-hmm. any of the schools.
We have such a supportive area that supports all of our local schools, whether it is, you know, events that you host or do, or sporting events or any of the above. You certainly be on the lookout for, you know, band performances and different things like that from our public schools, and keep an eye out and attend any of these events you can, and help support and put back into our schools here in this state and in this community.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, definitely.
Daniel, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
So if you go onto the website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org, there's an About Us tab, and that will take you down. I am located in the central offices, so my contact information is there. Our main phone number is 715-422-0900. That will get you to my executive assistant, and she could direct you to any of the places, you know, if you need specific, you know, question about what's going on at St. Vincent, she can direct you over that way. Off the website, you can get to my email, our email addresses, and so really contact us through there. There's actually a contact us form on the website. You can fill it out and somebody would get back to you. So we've had people do that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So again, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org is the website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org. And be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's another great way to keep up to date on things that they're doing. Share what they're doing, and you just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. So encourage you to do so. Daniel, we'll have you back soon. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. And everyone have a safe end of the summer and good start to everybody's school year.
Well said. Well said, sir. And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane, Matt and Air, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host. I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.